Some Republican state lawmakers in Connecticut are pushing a package of bills that would cut back state employee health and pension benefits. They say the benefits are too generous. WSHU's Abong Udama reports.
One of the Republicans supporting the bills is State Senator Craig Miner of Litchfield. Speaking at a meeting of the General Assembly's Appropriation Committee, Miner argued that Connecticut should end its state employee defined benefit retirement plan and replace it with a 401k program.
I can tell you that many of my constituents don't have a $32,000 a year Social Security package, pension package. What they're asking me to do is to consider all of our options in trying to come up with an affordable Connecticut.
Democrats are skeptical. Tom Swan is head of the Connecticut Citizens Action Group. He says state workers already gave massive concessions in 2011.
My sense is it's not helpful to be trying to bludgeon people and say, we don't care what you do. We're going to try to take away your pensions. We're going to try to say that the next people that come in to do your job, we want you to have to switch to high deductible savings accounts. I don't know how that leads to more productive negotiations.
Democratic Governor Daniel Malloy's office is currently negotiating with a bargaining coalition of state employee unions called CBAC. The governor's office is seeking possible health and pension benefit concessions. The savings are needed because Malloy's fiscal year 2018 budget plan includes $700 million in labor cuts. Abong Udama, WSHU News.